Monday nighter last night, Cam Newton and the Panthers just laid a beating on Miami. Jay Cutler just keeps plugging along, collecting checks. He's going to make his money. They're not going anywhere, but Cutler's going to get his. And Cutler was supposed to be a part of the Fox crew this year, and then he decided to pull the shoot on that because Miami offered him like $10 or $12 million to step in and play when Tannehill went down. And I guess at some point Fox decided, you know what, we got to get Greg Olsen in the booth. Since he's injured, he's not scheduled to return until week 12, and he's going to be a big part of their broadcast this weekend when the Rams visit Minnesota.
I'm shocked that they would go for a current player.
I don't know how. I'm not shocked Fox would. I'm shocked that Carolina would let him do it.
Yeah, I don't know how it happens. Like, it's bizarre to me.
Well, let's bring in a guy who works for Fox. He's an NFL on Fox analyst, four-time Pro Bowler himself. Here is Chris Spielman. How you doing, Chris?
I'm well, man. How are you?
We're doing well. I mean, what do you make of this? When you were playing, would you ever think of stepping in the booth while you were injured?
No. But that's me. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just, if you're asking me, no. But I think that obviously Greg is preparing for life after football, and I don't even have a problem, I guess, with Fox doing that. I just maybe ideally if they could do it all over again, I'm not sure they would put him on in an upcoming opponent's game, which he'll be active for, or possible playoff opponent with the L.A. Rams. So maybe there's an AFC game that they have at some point where maybe would be more suited for Greg. But, you know, those are decisions that guys make. And, you know I've been on broadcasts where I've done Vikings games where some people were concerned that I was calling a Vikings game because of the situation. I don't know if you guys know. I'm sure you're aware. My brother's the general manager of the Vikings. And so I know that some people express concern, and I talk to those people and say, look, I would never, ever put his job in jeopardy or my job in jeopardy. I'm a professional first and foremost, and we don't put each other in a difficult situation that would ever put anybody in an uncomfortable position. And I would never, I couldn't do that. And that would be a direct attack on my own integrity and something I'll never do.
I think it would be very difficult for a current player. Sometimes you got to be critical doing that job. Somebody screws right. up, makes an error. You're currently in the league, and you're either going to face these guys sometime or another. How can you be honest and critical of a situation when you got to play against these guys?
It's a difficult job. I mean, it's a lot of people think you can just, all right, go up there and do it. But there's people talking. You guys know this. You're talking and making a point, and guys are talking in your ear. And, you know, I think one of the things that I pride myself in doing is I think I'm very honest. I really don't care what people think. I get paid to say why something happened, not what happened. Your eyes tell you what happened. I do my very best to always say why something happened. And if it means to be critical, then you have to be critical. And if you're too close to the game or too close to players, I think you're right. That can be an issue, or you feel uncomfortable doing it, where I could care less.
With four-time Pro Bowler, NFL on Fox analyst Chris Spielman, the Panthers went off last night. Cam Newton throws for four touchdowns, 250-plus yards in the air, ran for 95. I mean, this guy is in beast mode right now, and there's so much focus on the MVP because all these superstars that are injured. And with Rodgers out, Deshaun Watson was making a case. He's out of the mix. I think clearly Brady's a front runner right now. Carson Wentz is a front runner. I think Jared Goff deserves some love. But when do we start talking about Cam Newton in the MVP race?
Well, I think I think that's a direct relationship with how your team's doing. I think Carolina had a few bumps and stumbles, and you know, we'll have to see how this finishes. I do think because of the superstars being out and the guys that you mentioned, that can be certainly an issue. But Cam is at his best when he's a run threat. If you're going to ask Cam to throw the ball 50 times, he's not going to do that. But when he is a two-way threat and they have that zone read in there with him, he'll kill you. I mean, he's a freak athlete, and he's good enough to hurt you with his arm, but he has to have the element of the run game, because with him running the football and by formation, he dictates the defenses of what you play and what you call. And anytime he sees man coverage, and he sees that, and he'll take a throwing lane and turn it into a running lane, and the whole defense's back is turned, and he's off to the races. And he's such a great athlete that he does a lot of damage.
He did that last night. He had that like 60, 70-yard run where there wasn't anyone close to him. And that's a quarterback. Like, that is... Brady would just throw it away. He'd be like, I'm not even going to attempt that. Like, this guy ran for 60 yards untouched and then didn't even, like, slide when he realized the tackle was coming there. He's like, I'm going to try to get it to the house. Like, I don't think you can change his mentality even if you wanted to.
No. Well, I think they tried to, and I think he actually tried to change a little bit, but he can't function at the level that he needs to function, and the Panthers can't function at a high level unless he absolutely uses his legs, because it makes it so difficult to defend when you have a running quarterback. And I'm, you know, being a former defensive player, I know. I mean, what you have to do is either you have to kind of keep a linebacker or somebody that can run and do the old spy technique where you act like you're blitzing but you don't blitz. So when you do that, though, the problem is you take an extra man out of coverage. So he does present a lot of problems. He's just a superior athlete and an adequate thrower, but a great runner.
The team he beat up on last night, the Miami Dolphins, have now lost 3 in a row. The Bills got spanked for a second week in a row. The Jets went into Tampa. The Bucs have been very, very underwhelming this year, and Winston wasn't even playing. They got Ryan Fitzpatrick in there, and the Jets lose 15-10 to Tampa. I mean, I look at this division, and people were hopeful that maybe this was the year the Pats came back to earth or the other team started to rise up. But it's going exactly the way it has for 15 years. The Pats are going to run away, and the Bills, Dolphins, and Jets are just going to melt. I mean, can you see it any other way? Can you see any of these three teams, Buffalo, Miami, or the Jets, actually turning things around here and chasing New England?
I don't think they're going to catch New England. I think you can be competitive and you know, the NFL is crazy. I mean, there's games where how did this happen? We have no idea. So you never know what's going to happen. But, you know, the one common denominator, and I'm sure you guys agree, I mean, it's a quarterback league, right? We all agree with that. So you have Tyrod Taylor, who's, you know, he's a mid-level starter. You have Jay Cutler, who was supposed to be doing the job that I do, and he's coming out of the booth in the training camp. Then you have Josh McCown, who's been in the league for 18 years or 19, whatever it is, 38 years old and has played on 8 different teams. So you're going to ask those guys to compete with a healthy Tom Brady and be the same team? It ain't going to happen. So you look at the teams and you look at the quarterbacks, and the teams that have the great quarterbacks or those quarterbacks that are playing at a very high level, they're going to have success. That's just the way it is. It's always been that way.
If you had to choose an MVP today, is it just hands down Brady, or is there anybody else?
I think there's a couple guys come to mind, and I think Brady, obviously, but I can't even think of Carson Wentz at Philly. I think you can make an argument for Matt Stafford, depending on how they end up. I think you can make an argument even for Case Keenum. I mean, when Case Keenum, you look at his numbers, I don't know if you guys have this, I think Adam Schefter had a tweet out today that Case Keenum has better numbers than Tom Brady, statistically speaking. So, you know, if you're going to make an argument for that, you might as well make an argument for Keenum. It's just best to let the season play out, and we'll see where it goes. But, yeah.
We still got a lot of season left. Lots of things can change, man. Lots of trials and tribulations still left to be played.
Hey, can I ask one quick question?
Yeah, man.
Did any of you guys win the Lady Bing trophy?
We got a guy that's retired for a long time, and he's still suspended in the league.
I was a goaltender, and I had an incident near the end, right at the end of my career, so I'm still suspended, but no, I wouldn't. Goalies can't win the Lady Bing, and I am. I still owe the league 4 games. They'll never get them from me.
Okay, all right, good, because I'd have to end this conversation if you won the Lady Bing.
You got no time for the Bing?
No, you know, a good friend of mine is Luke Richardson, who's an assistant coach at Islanders now, and I always used to ask him every year because he played in Columbus here where I live, and I used, hey, Luke, are you in the finalists for the Lady Bing? And boy, that didn't seem to go well with Luke. I don't know why.
The rattles cages, man.
Yeah.
Not one that a lot of players happily support that they've won the Lady Bing.
No. I asked Nick Foligno that too.
No,
he
ain't winning it either.
He wouldn't have dropped the gloves.
No.
Oh, good. That's good. Okay.
Dude. Yeah, you don't have to worry about that on this show. No Lady Ben contenders. Thank you, Chris.
I hope I don't offend the people of Canada.
No,
I'm sorry.
Okay. We don't talk about that award very much, believe me. We're
right,
good.
Man.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. God bless you. I appreciate it. Take care.
There he is. Four-time Pro Bowler, NFL and Fox analyst Chris Spielman, taking runs at the Lady Bing.
You know who could win it? Matthews.
He'll win it at some point in his career.
And it's, it's not a slight.
He's got one penalty.
It's not a slight. He had it, and it's because of how much.
One penalty?
He got the tripping where he let a stick go. It was kind of the half little can opener that went.
Got away from him.
Yeah, got away.
Last year he would have been in the running too. He only had like 10 or 12 penalty minutes.
It's funny because of the perceived name.
Well, it's perceived that you're soft or you don't
ever. But that's not the
case. Well, what it's also become is it's almost like a runner-up kind of heart trophy type.
Well, runner-up for something.
It's like an unbelievable year that you just fell short of being in the conversation for the heart, and there you go.
Yeah, but you can't have 200 penalty minutes and win the Lady Bing.
Right. I understand that, but it's generally. I see it. I don't see it as a guy that's soft or doesn't compete or whatever. It's somebody it's recognized as having an unbelievable year.
You're right. And to me, Ryan O'Reilly is a guy who, plays hard, but I think it was 2 years ago where he went the longest time without a penalty. And I remember I was calling a game and I asked him about it. He said, you know what I do is when I go into scrums and go to hit somebody, I always focus on having my stick down. Because you said a lot of times you get hit and the stick comes up.
I don't think it's an award guys want to win.
No?
I don't because of the reputation of it.
Well, you look at Ryan O'Reilly's career. I'm looking at it. 4 minutes, 2 minutes,
it's not
12
that
minutes.
He wants to take penalties, but if they call him up and said, hey, we're going to give you the Lady Bing, I could see him being like, no, it's okay.
He won it in 13, 14.
Give it to somebody else.